This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. This course is entitled Theology and Science. Your professor is Matthew C. Ogilvy, Ph.D. Dr. Ogilvy recently was named Dean of the School of Philosophy and Theology at the University of Notre Dame in Australia. He previously taught systematic theology at the University of Dallas, where he was director of the Philosophy and Letters program. Dr. Ogilvy completed his Ph.D. in systematic theology at the University of Sydney. He teaches and writes on many theological topics and has a special interest in science and theology. He has published several articles regarding the intersection of science and religion, including Can a Christian Be a Darwinian? And New Evolutionary Theory and Catholic Theology.
Topic 1, Introduction to Science and Theology. For some suggested reading for this topic, I'm suggesting Bernard Lonergan's Method in Theology, pages 3 to 25, and my own book, Faith Seeking Understanding, pages 21 to 55. To give an overview of this session, I'm going to examine some background to the issue of science and its relationship to theology. I'll then summarise historical developments in scientific methodology and introduce their relevance and impact on theology and theological method. This session will begin our journey on the general topic of science and theology and introduce the context in which this topic is important. In 1973, Canadian theologian Bernard Lonergan complained that he had taught theology for 25 years under impossible conditions. For Lonergan, this was not the usual professor's complaint about being underpaid and overworked, but a complaint about what he called the hopelessly antiquated state of Catholic theology in the 20th century. Of those impossible conditions, he highlighted things such as Catholic theology's failure to embrace a method that could meet the standards of modern science, and a general isolation from modern thought. The situation was so bad that when Lonergan described the situation in Catholic theology in 1954, he said that theologians did not approach questions with a scientific method. Instead, they tended to settle questions with now this and then that prevailing and transient philosophy. In other words, Catholic theology was suffering. It suffered because it did not adopt a consistent and rigorous method in a way that was similar to natural science's adoption of scientific method. Instead, Catholic theology was somewhat ideological, and, to a certain extent, it was inconsistent. That is, it took on the method that happened to suit a particular situation or a particular question at any one time. Just to give another perspective on the state of Catholic theology, in former days, such as the days of Thomas Aquinas, theology was known affectionately as Queen of the Sciences. But by the mid-20th century, the word science was reserved only to the successful and dominant subjects, namely, the natural sciences. Other academic subjects were called sciences to the extent that they resembled the natural sciences. As Bernard Lonergan put the point, today, the English word science is taken to mean the natural sciences. Behavioural or human sciences are regarded as being a bit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?